This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Delia Martinez. Date of birth, January the 6th, 1967. Case ID number is 4359043. Date of exam, January the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. UTRG Harlingen dash 7/18/22, comma, Social Security questionnaire dated 2022, and Texas Oncology dated 9/13/22. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old divorced female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of colon cancer stage 3 with metastasis, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with obstructive sleep apnea, comma, multiple sclerosis, comma, depression, comma, and decreased vision. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2000, where she worked at Walmart as a cashier for 6 years, and also worked at Best Western Hotel for another 8 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her divorced husband, who is presently working. She is receiving Social Security benefits and was on disability for 12 years prior to being taken off of disability recently. Allegations, number one, colon cancer, stage 3 with metastasis. Number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / obstructive sleep apnea. Number three, multiple sclerosis. Number four, depression. Number five, decreased vision. History of allegations, number one, colon cancer, stage 3 with metastasis. The claimant states that on September the 27th, 2021, she was diagnosed with colon cancer, stage 3, secondary to a cecal cancer that was removed by surgery with a resection of the colon, which included a partial colectomy by abdominal approach. She also had positive lymph and vascular invasion. She states at this time that she has a hot burning sensation in her mid-abdominal area, especially in the cecal area of her abdomen, which radiates throughout her abdomen. She states she has the pain 24 hours per day, and it's a pain that she feels every day. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea 6 times per day, comma, and weakness. She denies any constipation, comma, melena, comma, or hematemesis. The claimant has lost approximately 18 pounds in the last year, and she's food intolerant to any kind of food. She states that when she does eat food, she starts to have diarrhea. She was diagnosed with colon cancer, stage 3 of the cecal area, with positive lymph and vascular invasion. She has also been told that she has metastasis and that lesions were found in her lungs and possibly in other parts of her abdomen. She is still being evaluated for other metastasis, but they have confirmed metastasis to the lungs. At the present time, she is taking Difen/atropine, 2.5 milligrams. PRN is needed for diarrhea. CBD extract, 1,000 milligrams QD. And Dexalant, 60 milligrams QD. She states the medications help a little bit, but she still feels a lot of discomfort in her abdominal area. Allegation number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with obstructive sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease / obstructive sleep apnea. The claimant states that her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 60 feet, comma, climbing 3 steps, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, and with seasonal changes. She denies smoking but states that she has been around other people who have smoked all her life. The last time she was in the emergency room was in for respiratory distress was in October of 2022, and she states that she visits the emergency room 3 times per year. The last time she was hospitalized for 3 or 4 days. She denies being intubated. At the present time, she's on level buterol inhaler, QD, Trelegy Ellipta inhaler, QD, Anoral Ellipta inhaler, QD, which she states does give her some relief. The claimant states that she